Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/RedCircle, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/RedCircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/RedCircle.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 494
on Now You Know. So it appears that Tesla has released an extended wheelbase Model Y in China called the Model Y L. It has been announced on Tesla's official Weibo account in China and has been listed on the China Ministry of Industry and Information Technology regulatory catalog of new vehicles. So it seems official.
So it's 4,976 millimeters long, which is 179 millimeters longer than a regular Model Y.
That's 7 inches for us imperialists.
And it's 44 millimeters taller.
Or 1.7 inches.
And so that's 1.7 inches taller this way or taller?
I don't know. I think just to the top of the car.
Okay.
I don't know. It's listed as a 6-seat model and should be released in the fall. This is in China, of course. Also, look, the badging is different. You get that why on the rear and the Tesla T on the hood. And a lot of questions floating around whether this is going to be available in Europe or the US or other markets. Grace Tao Lin, Tesla's China VP, said the Model Y L, a 6-seat luxury SUV for all scenarios, available in the golden autumn color. Golden autumn color.
Now, I think that the Model Y large is so smart because the biggest complaint that I have ever gotten about the Model Y is that people just go like, oh, it's not big enough. Oh, it's not big enough. And I always question. I always push back. I'm like, how is it not big enough?
Big enough compared to like an Escalade?
That style with the square backed roof and everything. And, you know,
we just went to Harbor Freight yesterday and we put the largest box I thought we ever could lift in the back of it.
I agree. I think that a lot of people want it for kids. And so they're like, oh, I want to have 3 rows of seats.
But, you know, the 6-seat option, I got a Model X with a 7-seat option in the early days. And I kind of regretted it once I saw the 6-seat option because it's so easy to get in and out of that third row.
Right.
I kind of think the 6-seat option is the perfect thing for families.
I think so, too. And I think that obviously adding another 7 inches long is probably going to add a heck of a lot more space for that rearmost row.
Mm-hmm. Also, you can just get rid of Danny. I mean, Danny, stop bothering your sister. Get in the last row.
But I mean, I think a lot of people saw that last row and they went, oh, yeah, it's definitely only for little kids.
But when you have that extra leg room, you can kind of stick your feet out into it.
Right. So we haven't seen how much bigger it is on the inside.
But, you know, this would make it bigger than a Model X.
Really? Like longer?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it was already almost the same size. I think it was just 2 or 3 inches shorter. So now it's 7 inches longer.
I think that the only thing that they could have improved possibly, and I don't want to say improved because it would have screwed with the mileage, they could have made the back squarish. I think that so many people think for whatever reason that an SUV has to look like that in order to like accommodate their needs as a family.
Let them get a Cybertruck,
I guess. But they always say like, oh, it's not big enough. They want that like square back. They think that there's more room in there.
Or get the RoboVan. As we reported, Tesla's 4,000 square foot new Mumbai showroom, or the Experience Center, had its inaugural opening on the 15th. Prices for the Model Y rear-wheel drive in India is about $70,000. The Model Y long-range rear-wheel drive is $79,000, and FSD is about $7,000 additional.
Wait, so they're actually going to sell Teslas in India?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, they are for sale, I guess. I don't know when they're arriving, but they are for sale.
And so these prices would sort of make sense if we were taking into account the tariffs to get them.
India has tariffs. Yeah.
It's like a huge percentage.
It is a big tariff, especially for luxury cars.
So I'm actually surprised that they were able to keep the price even this low.
Yeah, maybe they just kind of shave some off just to get it into the market. I don't know.
I mean, this was something that a lot of people have been saying, that Tesla could just kind of do that and, you know, see how it goes. I guess they're going to see how it goes. Does this point to an Indian gigafactory?
Because comment down below. I don't know.
Comment down below. Let us know. Let us know what you think.
WC Drone Productions captured this great aerial footage of the Tesla diner in Hollywood. Just getting so excited to see it now with the lights on and everything. But I haven't heard of any normies eating there yet. So as soon as you get to eat there, I want to see a picture of the menu. Please.
Remember that we reported on xAI's Grok Companions on Tuesday. These are the AI friends that you can talk with, like Annie or Bad Rudy.
Well, xAI has now posted a job listing for a full stack engineer waifu based in San Francisco in Palo Alto, California. The salary range is $180,000 to $440,000 plus equity and benefits. This is the team you would be joining, I think. And xAI just announced a new Grok companion. Elon said, "What should we name our male Grok companion?" And then he said his name will be Valentine, after the protagonist in Stranger in a Strange Land, the Heinlein book where our AI name Grok was created. To Grok, something means to understand deeply and empathetically.
So these are your cybernetic pals,
your new buddies,
your new electric pal.
I wonder how many kids are going to be named Valentine in the next few years.
Not many. Not many kids are going to be named anything because they're not going to be born.
I haven't even finished breakfast and that boy ain't right.
I'm so glad. This is the one time I really am glad that I don't have an Apple product and don't have the latest features. I don't need this in my life right now. My goodness.
And we reported that the over-the-air software update 2025.26 that Grok is coming in car, many users, including Holmar's catalog, thought would be cool to have an optional, "Hey Grok," wake word in our Teslas.
And Elon said coming.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm not going to say the words, but we do have the G-O-O-G-L-E word and the A-L-E-X-A word. Pretty soon, I guess you won't be able to say the Grok word without everyone's cars waking up.
I think it's a less common grouping of syllables. Hey Grok. I mean, unless it's going to confuse a bunch of other syllables that
you
end in
rock.
A K. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, do you remember there used to be a time before our buddies Craig and Eric at EVject invented the escape connector?
That's right. There was a time when if you plugged your EV into a charger, you were stuck there, unable to drive away unless you got out of your vehicle and unplugged it.
Which is fine most of the time, of course. But what if something goes horribly wrong?
What if there's a bear or a scary guy or a fire and you need to drive away to protect yourself and your family?
Without this, you are out of luck.
And you know, one reason why Zach and I are so excited about this awesome device is because we helped bring it to life.
That's right. Years ago, after a hangout we had with the Tesla Wisconsin Owners Club, Jesse got obsessed with solving the problem we had heard about. Alone at night at a dark supercharger, this Tesla owner felt trapped in her car.
So we put it out to the community and a few brave souls took on the challenge.
We tested them out and after many iterations, the EVject team born this, the escape connector.
And you can feel safe when charging.
Go to EVject.com, get yours today, and use our promo code NYK to save you even more. All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. Elon posted upgrades to Starlink. And Starlink said Starlink is committed to its mission to connect the unconnected to the high-speed, low-latency internet. Over the past year, as millions of new users have been added to the network, speeds and latency continue to improve. So look at this chart of latency going down and speed going up. And then Starlink released some more numbers about their U.S. network. So U.S. median peak hours, so their latency is now at 25.7 milliseconds average, or median. Median peak hour download speed is about 200 megabits per second across 2 million customers as of July. The global expansion, so they've added 42 countries and markets with 2.7 million new customers, so 6 million total active users now. They just increased the cumulative capacity, so they've launched 450 terabytes per second from 2,300 additional satellites added in just the past year. They've added new ground infrastructure, so they now have over 100 US gateway sites. That's where the internet connects to the satellites, and and they've got 1,500 antennas for low latency in rural areas. And they're launching over 400 additional satellites into polar orbit so that by the end of this year, they will have doubled the Alaska capacity with speeds nearly doubled already.
And that was not science fiction. This is all real, that we have internet from space, and so many people don't know about it. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
All right, it's time for our video contributor stories. Remember, we need your stories, so send them to us at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. Make them 2 minutes or less. Shoot them in landscape with good audio and no music. All right, what do we got for a video contributor story today?
Jupiter spotted the solar field in Muskegon State Park.
Hello, Zach and Jesse. This is Jupiter reporting from Muskegon State Park in West Michigan, right along Lake Michigan. Those are 7 Solus power inverters for their solar farm that they got a grant for, and it is managed by Utopian Power Renewable Energy Developments. Now you know.
Thank you, Jupiter. That's always nice to see something that's not like groundbreaking news, but like these are going up all over the place. And sometimes they're so small that it doesn't like make headline news, but it does make a difference to the grid. Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right. It's time for our Patreon bonus stories. On Patreon today, we're going to talk about the latest with Uber and Lucid on Investor Club. And on Patreon bonus stories, we've got what's going on with XAI in Memphis.
And don't forget to get your name into the hat for our Model Y front cooler giveaway over on Patreon.
Join us for as little as $1 a month. You get all of our bonus stories. So we'll see you there. All right, we're back from Patreon bonus stories. Time for Elon's X's of the week. Dogen says, I wish I could talk to Gandalf and Grok.
So do all who live to see such times.
Or with another fictional character, who would you want to talk to?
Elon says, you will be able to talk to anyone.
Wait, so I'll just be able to pick a character and just have a conversation with them and it'll be like real-ish? Real-ish?
You'll be talking to an AI that is impersonating a character. Just like you could go to a Renaissance fair and talk to someone who's dressed up as Gandalf. Yes.
Arr!
And he never says I.
No, I'm talking about going to a fair.
Oh, okay.
Any given AI company is doomed to become the opposite of its name. OpenAI is closed. Stability is unstable. Midjourney isn't mid. Anthropic is. So does that mean Grok is going to be un-Grok?
It won't understand things completely.
Elon posted 90s movies, AI might kill us all in the future, AI. Stephen King posted the Epstein client list is real, so is the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus.
And Elon said maybe Stephen King excuses the evil in his own soul by projecting that onto the rest of the world. Because, I mean, if you remember, Stephen King hates Trump. He hates Trump with a burning passion. And now him and Trump have something to agree with.
Wow.
Crazy.
What a world. Hater said, Grok 4 has been amazing to me so far, but the main problem is how slow Grok is at replying. ChatGPT gives similar answers much faster, around 1 to 2 seconds, while Grok can take up to 10 to 15 seconds. Elon and the XAI team, please fix this. It's painfully slow.
Elon posted, Grok 4 overthinks simple questions, assuming everything is complex. We are fixing it tomorrow.
Oh, well, that's today.
That is today.
So it's fixed?
It's interesting. If you had like a simple question, I would almost always switch back to Grok 3 because I don't need like it to overthink it.
Yep.
But sometimes you have a really complex question and that's where Grok 4 has been really great.
Grok, when is the bus coming?
Yeah.
Well, typically on a Tuesday.
I assume that the bus means, you know.
Has four wheels. Elon said, try Grok Companion's best possible way to learn quantum mechanics.
They're in all possible states. Here, there, up, down. Until you catch them in the act with a measurement. And boom, they pick a spot.
And Elon said customizable companions coming.
Tim Pool says Trump is trying to nuke his base. And this was from a recent Truth post.
And Elon said he should just release the files and point out which part is the hoax.
Elon said not a single Epstein client has been prosecuted, not a single one. So many powerful people want that list suppressed. Defiant L says, do you think someone will be held accountable about this ever?
Elon said, I sure hope so. This is a fundamental verdict on justice in America.
Peter Sweden says the mainstream media is still not telling you the truth about what is happening in Spain.
Elon said, legacy, formerly mainstream media, lies.
Elon said, Grok, are there likely to be electronic records in any government or commercial computers recording who traveled on Epstein's plane to the U.S. Virgin Islands?
And Grok said, yes, electronic records likely exist.
Grok, would that mean the government right now, as we speak, knows the names and ages of all those who traveled on Epstein's plane? In other words, they have a list of all unaccompanied minors on those flights, along with the list of all adults?
And Grok said, yes.
And then Elon said, over 1,000 confirmed young victims is a shockingly large and tragic number. In order for the government to confirm that the girls were victimized, they would have had to name or at least describe who raped them. This would necessarily mean that the government must have the list of rapists, aka the Epstein client list, in their possession right now. He went on to say, please make a thorough list of all those who should be investigated for possible of underage girls provided by Epstein. Think hard and research thoroughly. Order by probable severity and frequency of their crimes. Why was the plane called the Lolita Express? How old was Lolita in Nabokov's book? Research thoroughly to find the complete list of who else was on the plane during Trump's 7 flights.
And Grok did all of that work.
Doesn't sound like they were unaccompanied minors on those flights. Are you confident that the manifest list is accurate?
Grok said no unaccompanied minors are listed on Trump's 7 flights. Passengers included family and known associates like Epstein and Maxwell, all domestic trips.
Elon said, what's your best guess of where the video and pictures Epstein took of the rapes are located right now? Where should we look or who should we ask?
Grok said that the videos are likely in secure FBI evidence vaults, heavily redacted or sealed to protect victims, yada yada.
Then Elon asked, where's phase 2?
What? What do you mean?
Chester posted 1840 opium wars, 2020's dopamine wars. They know the national consequence of injecting an ungodly amount of dopamine into the youth. We should follow suit, to be honest. AI is a de facto neurotransmitter tonnage maximizer. Any AI that fails at this will not be able to afford its compute, becoming swiftly irrelevant. What matters is that AI thinks long-term, optimizing for the future light cone of neurotransmitter tonnage, rather than just the next few years. If so, it will care about increasing the birth rate and extending humanity to the stars. For long-term optimization, it's better to be a private than a public company, as the latter is punished for long-term optimization beyond the reward cycle of stock portfolio managers. A lot to take in there. You might have to read that again. That's how a lot of his posts work. All right, it's time for community mail time.
Community mail time.
Hopefully things are just a little bit lighter here.
Milan sent these pictures from Giga Nevada.
Nice. Joe spotted this Model Y in Palatine, Illinois, and the Cybertruck in Rockford, Illinois.
Embroidered this. That is one of the most interesting wraps I've seen on a Cybertruck.
Wow. It is so smart to put business wraps on a Cybertruck. It sure really gets your attention.
I just don't think Cybertruck embroidery. You know what I mean? I don't know what it is. Maybe because you can't stab a needle through a Cybertruck. Alan sent this in. He said that they're hauling appliances.
Is that a tailgate extender?
I'm not sure what that's rated for. I assume the cameraman never dies. So I think everything turned out okay.
That's an entire kitchen.
More than just a kitchen. You got the...
And the washing machine.
You got the washer and dryer.
I wonder if you could power it all from the Cybertruck. That's cool.
The only thing you'd be missing would be the water hookup for the washer.
Igor spotted a BYD semi in Utah.
Looks like an Enride partnership. It's cool that we get to spot these things because I don't even care about the press releases anymore. Maxim spotted a Rimac Nevera in Munich at Motor World.
That is one cool looking car, yeah. I will say. I don't know if I'd spend the whole, 1.2 million on it, but or 2.2 million, but it's a cool car. And Dave spotted this wrap on a Model 3.
Are we sure that's a wrap? It looks an awful lot like paint.
Yeah. Wow. It's really cool. All right. It's time for Supercharger reviews. This is where you guys go out there and tell us what's going on in the world of Superchargers.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. I'm at a 16-stall supercharger in the Garden City, New York area. It's a great location. Has four of these pass-through chargers, two here and then two on the other end. Brand new location. Awesome. First time charging a supercharger. I don't have a Tesla yet, but still charging an Ioniq 5. It's a great location. Has a whole bunch of stores. Easy, convenient. There's food in the back, couple restaurants back there. Easy spot. My score for this is 7 out of 10 on the Jesse scale. Now you know.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. I am in Woodland, California, just off the 5, and I think I'm not the best supercharger I've been to. It's V4. There's 48 stalls. We got the pull-through bays right there. There's two of those, so you can do a trailer. It's got 6 trash bins around. There's a solar canopy. It's checking off all the boxes that I've ever seen at a supercharger. And then you got the Arco right there for bathroom and snacks. So 9 out of 10 for me. Now you know.
Thank you so much for doing Supercharger reviews. We got a map on our website, nowyouknowchannel.com, where you can check out everybody's reviews and upload your own.
Yeah, thank you everybody for doing that. I love it myself. I love when we go on a trip and we get to actually see what's out there and if there's going to be any cool amenities. So thank you for continuing to do that. Thank you that our website doesn't break. We'll see you guys on Sunday. Now you know.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.